And we going live.
What's good? It's Dynasty Bro.
I swear this shit looks so good.
And I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Fit. And we the bros.
We the bros.
Dynasty
bro. Yeah, let's go.
Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go. Winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go. Winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
You can see the butt getting in there.
What's good, it's your boy DJ A-Bo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 175, let's go!
Hey, what's good, brodies and bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 142. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot, here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic, man, here with our DJ, I didn't forget this time.
I'm DJ A-Bo, what's good?
All right, music good.
Yeah, a little loud.
Same a little loud. Maybe it's just me.
I ain't bring it down. My bad.
You too hype. I get it. All right, so look, you know, we've been going through this draft process. It's coming up about 3 weeks away. April, man. First of all, before I get into anything, hey, happy belated, brother, man.
How's it feel to see
another day or another year?
Damn, I done forgot. So that's how you know we getting old.
No, man.
We're older.
Happy birthday to you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. I had a good one, man. So just hit 34, man. The big Charles Barkley, man. So I'm in the year of just telling it like it is, respectfully.
tell them about this fish, man, that I don't know.
You want to
tell
them about this fish? Yeah, man. I went to a nice restaurant, man. It's a Mexican restaurant, and it's cool, man. They got nice vibes and live DJ, all that good stuff. Good drinks, good food. But I had the red snapper, man. It's one of them fish where they bring it out to you with the head and eyes looking at you. But once you get past that, it's good meat.
The problem is you gotta get past that. He just showed me a picture, and the face was just facing.
Face was facing.
Yeah. Let's see, man.
Face was all in your face.
Yeah, it was fire though.
And they stand it up.
Yeah. Why they stand it up?
Hey, it was a big healthy piece, man.
I know. It was like a big piece, man.
It was good, bro.
Shout out to you, man. You're getting younger. All right, but now we getting into the running back prospects. I feel like me and Vic, I feel like we know each other's top two. But we're going to get into each other's top five, and I'm interested to see who his 3, 4, and 5 are. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know mine. We'll see if we have anybody lined up in the same spot. That'll be interesting to see, man. So we're still in the middle of, you know, free agency is still chaos, man. And, you know, still got star quarterbacks that aren't going to be on a team that haven't landed anywhere yet. And I'm excited to see. We got some star running backs that we don't know their situations going into next year still. Whether it be trouble, whether it be injury, I'm just excited to roll into the season. It's going to start with this draft. So you excited to talk about these prospects, brother?
I am, man, but there's really two that I'm really excited about, but curious to see who your 3 through 5 are. And I basically picked a couple other guys just to make sure, you know, we try to cover as much ground as we can, man. But all in all, we already know something about the main type two.
Big facts. All right, so before we get into that, you know we gotta get into the hood. Come TMZ, on, the what's the word with Dynasty Bro Vic.
Dynasty Dot Vic. All right, man.
Call you Dynasty Dot Vic.
Let's get into it, man. So we're gonna be in and out always, man. So of course, coming off opening day, right? Baseball, man. Gotta shout out to Baseball News whenever I can for my guy DJ Avo, man. And I'm sure you guys seen it. If not, you missed it. But Meg Thee Stallion threw out the opening pitch for the Houston Astros, and a little controversy, man. Who is that guy?
I just know he's a pitcher.
Okay, well, a pitcher. Did he or did he not?
Hey, man, he grabbed cheeks, bro. He grabbed cheeks, bro.
I plead the fifth.
What y'all think? I'm just going to flash it real quick. I don't know, man. I see a little wrist action. Yeah.
Hey, man, all I know is I got a... She never going to watch the podcast. I got a funny text from Sam about that moment.
What did he say?
He said, man... I wish I was at that game when Meg Thee Stallion threw the pitch out yesterday. Hey, shout out White Sam, man. That is hilarious, bro. Going back to your phone. You ain't talking to your homie in a couple weeks. That's the text. Not know what's good, bro. Hey,
yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion threw the pitch out. I wish I was at that game. And you want to hear what's even funnier, the response?
What?
I said, did you like? He said, if you're asking, yes. If my wife is asking, no. Shout out to White Sam, man.
That's our guy. That's what's up. All right, man, let's keep it pushing, man. We got some more news, but let's transition to some football news. But then I feel bad because I'm going to backtrack to some basketball news. All right, let's get the basketball out the way, man.
Be all over the place,
bro. All right, man, shout out to LSU, women's national champions. So they knocked off Iowa. It was a great game. Shout out to the whole Tiger crew. And did y'all see Boosie on Instagram and Twitter going wild?
Hey, that man said... he told Larry Bird to come get his daughter. Hey, man, he wild, yeah, man.
And then he said LSU Ice Spice going off. Caught her Ice Spice when she was hitting all them threes, man. Boosie's funny, man.
It's a character, man.
Naturally.
We got to protect Boosie, man.
That's right, man. And then also, man, let's go and shout out the UConn Huskies. So they took home the title for the men's. Man, that team just looked good, man. Like,
yeah, they look like... They the most complete team on both sides of the ball. The most like mature too. It's like they were right for the moment.
Yeah. All right, man. Now let's jump to some football news. We may come back to basketball on the flags, but we'll see. But the NFL has approved the number 0 for jerseys for the 2023 season. So we're gonna see a lot of guys switching to the number 0, man. So
I think they could be Agent 0.
There's already one that already was wearing it.
Who?
Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Calvin Ridley.
0.
Okay.
I believe Isaiah Pacheco, running back for the Chiefs. He may be looking at number 0 as well. I believe he wore 0 in college.
He did.
Okay. So yeah, 0 is going to be going up. I mean, can a 0 really go up?
Yeah,
it can. Zeros are going up. Okay.
Only one place.
I don't know. And this economy can go down. But all right. Don't get it twisted.
0 hit a recession like a mother.
Yeah. All right. But shout out to the guys repping 0. And then from Front Office Sports, they have announced that ESPN is going to be launching On the Clock. It's a QB prospect series with Archie, Peyton, and Eli Manning. So it's going to premiere April 10th, which is next week. First episode, Bryce Young. Second episode, Hendon Hooker. Episode 3, Will Levis. Episode 4, AR, Anthony Richardson. So
where my guy CJ?
I don't know. Maybe he's
too good for it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Too good for it.
You just got to check it out. Maybe they'll slide in the 5th episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, man. All right. Some more NFL news, man. Mac Jones, he's trending, man. So apparently.
Here's your picture.
Which one? I got a bunch of.
You got the new, you updated the picture.
Oh, yeah. I got a new boy. Yeah. No, but Mac Jones, man. Apparently the Patriots have been shopping Mac Jones this offseason, man.
Wow. That's wild.
That's wild?
Ooh. Yeah, man. I mean. Here's the thing. Is he that bad? Name a receiver that they done tried to put around him, man.
Can't name one.
I can't always just blame the quarterback for not living up to the hype. I mean, I feel like he didn't get a fair shot. But my bad. I butted in. My bad.
Nah, I mean, that's really it. As far as like, do you like Mike Jones? Or I said Mike. Do you like Mac Jones in Dynasty as a QB too, man? Do you like him on your roster?
Well, if they don't like him, I don't know where he goes and, you know, go be a starter somewhere else. He was handpicked by Belichick. So I figure he'd be a Belichick guy and they should start trying to do right by him. But, you know, they let Jacoby walk this offseason and that was one of the guys they brought in, Juju. But it's been years since we've seen Juju be at like a legit number one as a receiver. So I don't know what they're doing for him, but I feel like he's going to end up taking the fall for all these losing seasons, even though the only thing they put around him was fire defense and a fire running back.
Yeah, and they just lost Damian Harris, even though he's, you know, been pretty banged up. But we'll see. And also, I'm hearing rumblings, man. They might take Bijan. I don't know. I mean, who knows where Bijan's going to go in the draft. But
that is – I got an interesting question. I'll wait until we talk running backs. I got a super interesting question for you.
All right, looking forward to it. All right. That's all I got, man, for the what's the word. Anything else you guys want to add in before we get to these flags?
No.
All
right, man. Hey, flag on the play. DJ Avo, you got a flag for
Come
us?
Come on, man. I got a flag.
All right, man. Let's hear it.
I got a flag. Hey, man, flag to everybody that had any issue with Angel Reese. everybody that had any issue with what she did, especially Dave Portnoy. Shout out to you. No shout out. All hate.
Sound like Gilly.
There's another one. All hate. Still shout out to Gilly and Wallow. We love them. But come on, man. You got to stand up and say something. You can't come at no black queen like that. We don't play that, bro. She won. Don't be a hater. We celebrate over here. Let's go.
I've heard one guy that I had to respect his what he said about it. But that's because he said he didn't appreciate either one of them doing it. He was like, man, I just like sportsmanship. And I was like, that's still whack. Everybody, you know, has trash talk and they're evolving. But, you know, I couldn't stand the people that felt some type of way about Angel but didn't feel the same type of way about Clark. My thing is, that's why I said I respected this one caller. I was listening to Jay Will podcast with Key and all them and Max. And there was a caller that was just like, I didn't like either one of them doing it. I think there's no place for it. And I was just like, all right. Well, at least he thought they was both wrong. And then that's what I respect.
It is what it is. My thoughts on it, I mean, to me, a taunt is a taunt. I mean, you know, swagging is swagging. So if I got more sauce or if I do it more or longer than you did, I mean, at the end of the day, a taunt's a taunt. So to me, you know, let them have fun, let them express themselves, especially while there's still time on the clock. Now, if that was after the game, I could see that being excessive, but hey, don't dish if you can't take it. And Caitlin did come out saying, you know, she's good with Angel, so
facts,
she's good with it. So really, it's just as usual, the adults acting like kids and the kids acting like adults, you know, facts. As far as with how we, you know, handle it. But my flag actually goes to the first lady, man.
Because
she was going to be my next flag.
She wanted to invite Iowa to the White House. I mean, you know, they didn't win, so why are we trying to invite the runner-ups? So that's where I feel like, you know, she missing the mark on the sensitivity and, you know, of the topic as far as with let's invite everybody to the White House. Like, nah, that's not, at that point, what's the privilege in that, right? So, but yeah. So that's my flag to the first lady. But she walked it back. Her PR working hard today. They had to clean it up real quick. So,
and I got a flag on the play. I don't know where y'all lay on this situation, but I'm starting to just get annoyed with not one team doing right by Lamar right now. He ain't been nothing but a dog and winning over 65% of his game since he's been in the league, and MVP for a season, and just a natural winner, bro. And you know, I just asked you about Mac Jones wide receivers. He's out there doing it with nobody, and they just expect him to be everything for that team. But now when it comes to show your appreciation back, you're not doing it. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And then there's so many teams out there, and there's not one team willing to take a shot on trying to win. I know the whatever, you know, he don't got no agent, and he allegedly wants a, you know, fully guaranteed contract. But man, you would think as a GM think how many teams haven't had an elite quarterback in years, and they got a shot on a 26-year-old previous MVP who still got some years on him. Man, it's crazy that he's still out there waiting on a contract.
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns, man, playing chess. You know, they barely beat the Ravens year to year. So if you can't beat them, you fuck them up in the front office. So, hey, they gave Deshaun that contract, you know, all that guaranteed money. It caused a riffle down the street in Baltimore for their division rival. I think it's just a bigger play than just giving Deshaun all this money. I think they knew it would cause this ripple effect with Lamar, and I'm seeing it play out. So I think that's just what it is. So, and now also it's also showing, you know, an opportunity for them to also expose Lamar in terms of, see, this is why you shouldn't represent yourself too. I think it's just all these things working against Lamar, unfortunately, because you already know the Browns are going to end up restructuring that contract. So yeah, but at the end of the day, hell of a play by the Browns, man. Sometimes you got to beat your opponents in the front office.
Are the Browns, do they got new ownership? Like, are their owners, like, relatively new to the rest of the owners? Because it might just be a changing of the guard.
I think I got a new GM a couple years ago, right?
But like, you know, when new people come in, sometimes, like, somebody's trying to just change the league to where they make it more NBA-like, and, you know, the owners are just super against that.
I mean,
so if it's the fully guaranteed thing that they're really stuck on, that's mostly why. It's not that nobody wants them. It's that nobody, they know that if they give him a fully guaranteed, now they're really setting the precedent.
Right. think about the Mahomes and the Allens and all these other dudes. It's a lot going on, man. So.
And I do think they all deserve it, but man, they playing hardball right now. So hopefully in the next what is it, CBA? I don't know if it's called CBA.
Collective bargain agreement.
Yeah, hopefully in the next agreement, these players can really band together and really. Because if the quarterbacks all come together, like, nah, our contracts are going to be fully guaranteed. No, shit will start moving.
It's tough, though. It's tough, man. Think about it. One play could literally end someone's career. Of course, you know, people can get hurt in basketball, too. But it's George Kittle just said it himself, man. Every week, it's like a car accident. So, of course, you know, they do what they can to protect the QBs. But still, to give out all this guaranteed money, I mean, you know, we just saw Andrew Luck retire a couple years ago.
Big facts.
You know what I mean? Like, so imagine somebody actually going down on the field, like, with the actual injury. Of course, Luck has a history of, you know, he did have a history of getting hurt due to a terrible offensive line, a terrible GM that didn't want to help out.
But,
yeah, man, at the end of the day, I just think the dynamics and the violence of the game's not going to allow the NFL to really trend towards guaranteeing all this money. Because then think about some guys out of – get this guaranteed money, then they retire next year just because they're not feeling it anymore. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they definitely have some special clauses, right? But, it's deep.
All those clauses in there. I've even learned that technically NBA player contracts and baseball player contracts, they're not actually fully guaranteed. It's just more of that's the way business is done. Mm-hmm. Like, nowhere in the CBA doesn't say that they have to be fully guaranteed. It's just that's the standard of business.
Damn.
Gotcha. All right, man. Any other flags?
Nah, but follow me at Dynasty Bros. Yeah. On Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros. FF, and follow the YouTube. Please, please, please like, listen, subscribe at Dynasty Bros. Fantasy Football Podcast on YouTube.
Yep.
Hey, Vic, where can we follow you at, brother?
Follow me at Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Also, want that Warzone smoke.
Ooh, you want that smoke.
Chief Sosa FF, PSN, man. You know they got crossplay too, so.
That's how I step
PC,
on niggas.
PC, Xbox, yeah.
That's how I step on niggas.
But yeah, YouTube is up right now, so make sure y'all subscribe. Follow to the pod wherever you're listening. Hey, DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Hey, man, hit me up on Twitch, man. At Avo Love, at DJ Avo Love, DJ Avo LXVE. Let's go.
LOVEE in affection. The future in Rihanna. All right, let's get into it, man. We got these top five running back prospects in my eyes and in Vic's eyes. So I'm excited to see who he has. And we got the obvious two. And we're just going to get straight to it, man. Let's just knock out one. And I also have a question on the back end between one and two. So let's just – I'll let you lead it off, man. Just kick it off. We pretty much know who number one is.
All right, man, let's get into it, man. I am excited to hear who you got at 3, 4, and 5. And I try to pick a couple other guys who could – you know, it's toss-ups between that range. So. Right. You know, try to cover a little bit more on the board, but let's go number one prospect coming out, Bijan Robinson out of Texas. Elite, man. So 5'11", 215. We saw him run the 40, the combine, 4'4 guys. So what I can say as far as hype, man, who had bigger hype coming out, Bijan Robinson or Saquon Barkley? Because it's like that level. And if there's another running back who you see might have had as much hype as Bijan coming out, is it Saquon or another running back?
It's probably Saquon, and Saquon was probably a little bit bigger than Bijan just because at that time Saquon was coming out, running backs were still like valued by GMs and by teams and by coaches, and you could tell by like the price of these contracts and everything now how far they're falling down in drafts. Like, I don't know if we'll ever see running backs go top 5, top 10 anymore. I don't care how talented they are. So Barkley probably had the higher hype just because of that. But we pretty much, when you talk prospects, this is the guy that you're, you know, comparing to Saquon.
Yeah. Hey, man. But all in all, man, he's a dog, you know, workhorse, man. So he can run the ball, he can catch the ball. He can do it all, man. You can leave him on the field in that Saquon role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't come off the field.
He got real good pass catching. He has real good vision when he's on the field. He makes everything look effortless. And, you know, clearly everything you hear from the locker room is just, he's just the hardest worker on the team day in and day out. And I don't know, you know, he's been like that guy since last year. So, you know, sometimes people let that go to their head and they can't roll into another season and still dominate and still work like that. But You know, you go watch him this year, man, he still looks just as hungry as he did last year, and I love that about him.
Yeah, now, what I am curious to see, where does he go in the actual NFL draft? Because you already know, like you mentioned, they don't want to tie all this money up in the running backs. Technically, he should be a top 10 pick.
Technically, yeah.
But where is he going to go? You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
so back in the day, where guys go dictates how much you got to pay them contract-wise, so... Day one money is different from day two.
Yeah, that's my question after the second one. He's going in the first round for sure. He's the only running back off of this list that I can guarantee goes in the first round. The second guy.
Do you see him top 10 though? Or top?
Nah, he's not going to be top 10. When you think about even the teams that are right there, I don't think nobody in the top 10 needs a running back necessarily. It's those teams that have multiple first round picks that are interesting. Like, Seattle has a top pick, but their second pick is later if he makes it that far. You know, I doubt that the Eagles' first pick goes towards Bijan, but you hear those rumors. And I doubt he makes it to – I think they have the 29th pick with their second pick. You hear those rumors with Zeke getting released, even though they're talking about maybe bringing him back, that Bijan could go there and they can restart that little history over. But, the teams where I think he might fall to is going to be outside of 15.
Okay. All right, what's your question?
Deserves to be top 10. I guess I'll ask. Well, let's talk about this second guy, and then I'll ask the question because they're tied in together.
All right, who's the number two?
Mr. Jahmyr Gibbs, man, coming in at 5'11", 199 pounds. So you were the college guy playing football, man. So from high school to college is completely different, but to college to the NFL, that's when we get to our grown man years. Do you remember what kind of weight you put on over, maybe the year of like your last year playing football? And I know you still always hit the gym. Like, did you see your body, Paul, still developing? And how much weight do you think he can really put on and hold going into next year and the years going forward?
Yeah, man. So high school, believe it or not, I was 6'2", 165, man. So I was a stick. And then you go to college, man. You guys know, you play sports or not, that freshman 15 is real. So I put on 15 pounds easily. So after my freshman year was 180, and then come my senior year, junior year, 185. So, Jahmyr can definitely put on more weight. But thing is, when you go from college to NFL, that's when it's like, okay, we're going to add 7 or 8 pounds of healthy, good weight where it doesn't dictate your speed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love to see him get to 205. I'd be okay with 205.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And also, again, they got access to the nutritionists. And, of course, at these top schools, they got that too. But, NFL's a different ball game. Like, they're going to, whether you need to scale up or scale down, they're going to get you right. And you can also scale down and still, get more cut. So, yeah. But Jahmyr Gibbs, man, I mean, I've seen a lot of comps, man. But for me, I look at him, he reminds me of Jamal Charles, man, for the Chiefs.
That's the number one comp, bro.
Yeah, I like that. I like that comp. So, I've heard that comp, and I looked at different comps that are out there. Of course, you hear some Kamara, but Kamara's thicker than him, bigger.
Yeah.
So, I'm just looking at it from the size, man, on the smaller end. Of course, he's a speedster, runs a 4.3. Of course, he transferred, right, from Georgia Tech, landed at Bama, but – man, I mean, he's what you want in the passing game, from an RB perspective, and he can also run the ball. So I'm really excited to see where he goes in the NFL draft. He'll most likely be, of course, I see him as a second round pick.
Yeah, I he's the only running back that I think could sneak into the first if it all goes right, but I think he's a second round pick. I think people call him Kamara because the style of how he runs. He's not as thick and heavy as Kamara, but like sometimes you catch him, they get that finesse run where they're like cuffing the ball with one hand and just they turn the jets on and they can get to their top speed like that out of nowhere. But I love him, man. He's an elite pass catcher, man. And
yeah.
I think he led Alabama in pass catching this year. He's solid, man. He can, you're nervous if at 199, he'll be able to do a 3-down roll. But even if he doesn't, man, you can see Austin Eckler be the number one running back in fantasy and then be so valuable in the real NFL at the same time. So you just got to figure out how to use a star like that. So here's my question. Bijan's your number one running back in the rookie draft no matter what, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the real question. Let's say, you can hear this one out too. Let's say Bijan goes to, because I've been hearing this rumor too and it would be nuts. Let's say Bijan goes to the Patriots And I swear I've been hearing these rumors and I hate it. You know, they like to run two backs. I already think they have a star there.
Yeah, and Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, but imagine if he goes to the Patriots, something like that. Or even, you know, this still might be sexy, but not as sexy because Jalen Hurts scores a lot of touchdowns. But imagine if he goes to somewhere like the Patriots where, like, it might cap some of his three down upside. And then something happens and, you know, let's say the Chiefs, you know, did they sign Jarek to 1 year? Or they let him walk?
I don't know if he's signed right now.
Okay, so they let Jarek walk. They thought they were getting this guy in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know we like
Pacheco,
but he has no draft capital. They didn't honestly let him show any upside in the pass catching game. But you see how they used the Jerick McKinnon last year. What happens if first round Chiefs pull the trigger because they added some defensive pieces? So let's get to it. If Jahmyr Gibbs goes to the Chiefs, they don't bring Jerick back, and you know he's going to be locked to that Jerick McKinnon role. And maybe even more, because I think, you know, even watching Jerick McKinnon run, I think Gibbs has way more upside rushing. So Chiefs take Gibbs in the first round, and Bijan goes somewhere that's not ideally sexy. He ends up with the Patriots. They're like, fuck it. We want to have two stud running backs, and they will play two running backs too, so this isn't nothing new. How does that make your view of those top two picks?
I still lean Bijan, only because I know the whole Clyde situation. Don't get me wrong. Gibbs, you can't even compare him to a Clyde, right? Gibbs is on a whole nother level. But still, man, Chiefs, they want to throw, right, to these pass catchers, mainly Travis Kelce. But, you know, they're still going to keep Pacheco involved on the ground. So Gibbs wouldn't automatically slide to my number one spot because I don't see him having an RB1 season in that system. I think it's a system that doesn't give him that.
I think that Jerick McKinnon role won me a championship.
Yeah, it'll definitely win you some weeks, yeah. And some high scoring points. Yeah, you'll definitely get those. But as far as that, you know, looking at like, okay, a guy like, you know, Kenneth and a guy like Jonathan Taylor when healthy, like you just know you can pencil these guys in top five season. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's my thing. Like when I look at these guys, like, yeah, I love the offense who they're tied to the system, but, you know, I peel it back when I look at, okay, who's actually going to give me these points that I need? You know what I mean? So I would like Gibbs as my RB2 on my squad, and you know he'll give you some RB1 weeks, but I don't see him finishing his top 12 in that system because pretty much they don't have to feed him, force feed him. You know what I'm saying?
I bet. You know what? I really just asked that question to make sure we don't move off our rocker. Because I remember when that Clyde.
Yeah, with Clyde, happened, yeah.
Yeah, we let that turn up everything. We knew we liked all them running backs over Clyde, and we still took a shot. But it is
different, though. I still feel like you got to – but Gibbs and Clyde are two totally different. Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like we've seen them split the difference and – turn to the running game a little bit more. And if they don't bring in any real pass catchers, that Jerick McKinnon role is solid. I think he scored 6 passing touchdowns in a row, 6 games straight, scored a passing touchdown.
And in that scenario, Gibbs can easily be the wide receiver too as the running back on that team because Kelsey's going to be out there. But Kadarius Toney's healthy. You know, health is questionable from time to time. And
MVS
health is questionable. And, of course, they just let McCole walk. So now everybody's looking at Sky Moore as the number 3. But, you know, so – yeah, I do see value in that, but you got to stick to Bijan, man. He's elite coming off the board. So, all right, man, let's get to this third prospect. I don't know if he's your number 3. I'm going to put his name out there.
Should I have got a wine glass?
Okay, Zach Charbonnet. All right, okay, man. So running back for UCLA, the Bruins, transfer from Michigan. People knock him for his production at Michigan, man. But, hey, if you transfer to UCLA and have more success, like, I look at how you finish, not how you started, man. So, he's a bigger back. He's 6 foot, 215. He ran a 4.5. So he actually reminds me, not because he's light skinned and big.
This sounds like this is exactly why you're going there.
It is what it is, though. He reminds me of James Conner, though, like his play style. So a big back that can run. He shows patience. You know, he has speed. You know, as far as the burst of start and stop, that he's not going to, you know, perform well there.
Man, for his size, that's good speed for his size.
Yeah, it is. But only knock on his game is the pass blocking. But that's really going to be a thing with a lot of these running backs coming out this year, you know, outside of the elite ones. But when we get into these, you know, 3s, 4s, and 5s, these other guys, pass blocking is a question mark. You already know you got a pass block in the pros. So I'm just going to put out there now, man. I like Zach, but it comes down to draft capital, man. So I think we try to force the issue a lot of times. Like, we want to be so correct on a prospect, even if he gets drafted round 4, round 5. No, that's my guy. You know, I'm going to force the issue. And, you know, I mean, draft him 109 or 110 if I need a running back. So, hey, if he gets day 3 capital, I may shift and pivot, meaning he's going to slide down my board. The reason behind that is because look at guys like, you know, James Robinson, who's undrafted, or even like a guy like Damian Pierce. Yeah, he has some success, but if a prospect comes up the next year and he gets that day 2 draft capital, he's going to eventually be the starter. So I'm starting to kind of trust what's happened, what's playing out around us.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm somewhere in, I feel like exactly what you said, but I feel like I'm splitting the difference and somewhere in the middle on it, because I do want to take my shot on the guy that I feel like can play. Basically, I think he has 3-down-road potential, because I think he has good hands for a guy that size. He has decent speed for a guy that size. And I think he can literally stay on the field 3 downs if he needs to. And a lot of these running backs, you're going to hear a lot of these guys, and I think majority of them are going to be specialty running backs, whether it be from size, whether it be from, they just do one thing great. And I think Zach does everything good. Like, he doesn't do anything like super fire, and that's what sucks. But like, I think he's good on all aspects of being a running back. So I think even if he falls, it'll be one of those situations that, you know, it will be one of those situations where he'll go to a team, he probably went in the 4th round, and it's like, man, he fell that far. We was thinking maybe 2nd round. But now he's the starter, and if you don't believe in him next year, that gives you capital. That gives you something to trade off. But I want the guy that I feel like is good enough to actually just be an NFL running back, like a real NFL running back. And I think it's not too many guys in this draft that have that kind of potential to stay on the field like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, so he's your number 3?
Yeah, he's my number 3.
All right, man. So who's number 4?
Okay, let's get into what I said. Why I like Zach is because I think he does a lot of things good, almost everything good. Some of these guys are going to be specialty guys. Let's get into a guy named Devon Achane.
Okay.
Let me tell you why, man. Let me tell you why.
What school?
Texas A&M.
All right,
look. 5'8", 5'8", 185 doesn't sound sexy at all, man. But
what you talking about?
Is that your mock player profile? Like,
damn, bro.
5'8", 185.
I ain't gonna lie. That's me right now too. I just called myself not sexy.
I'm just saying.
I mean, not NFL running back. Not NFL running back size. How about that? Y'all. Okay.
Nah, that's
okay, true. Bet. But nah, look. He's a guy that he has Olympic speed and real good pass catching prospects. And he actually, for guys that small, he still can run in between the tackles. And it's not like dope to have a guy that small that wants to try to run in between tackles. But I think with that kind of speed, you can find something for him to do, especially like off the rip. And yeah, that kind of speed. He's faster. He's faster than Jahmyr Gibbs. And we loved his 4.36. So just give me the guy that, you know, like I said, has the opportunity to be the fastest thing coming out the draft. And maybe he can do some punt return, kick return to start off and until he gets his foot all the way into the NFL. But I just think, like, going forward, there's, like, one more guy. He's my 5th guy that I feel like can be the potential 3-down running back. But a lot of these guys going forward to me are just, you know, gimmick or, like, gadget backs or stuff like that. So, but out of my favorite gadget backs.
What's a gadget back? Are you about to go into that?
Something like a Nyheim Hines or like a Duke Johnson, the guys that are drafted to, oh man, we're going to split him out wide because he's a dope wide receiver, or we're going to bring him in on third down. Stuff like that, you feel me?
So when I hear 5'8", 185, and you saying he's real fast, isn't that like a Reggie Bush type? Or is he not as dynamic or something?
Reggie Bush was a little bit bigger than that, right? Reggie Bush wasn't little.
I think Bush was like 200.
Yeah.
Bush wasn't a little guy. I got you. Okay.
He was like 5'10", right? 5'11", yeah, 200.
Bush, okay, that's the difference there. Okay, my bad.
This guy literally looks like us, bro. I ain't gonna lie. He's dark skin and everything, bro. He looks like us on the football field trying to break tackles. But you can see him with his breakaway speed, and he has real nice footwork and the ability to make people miss. So that's why I like him. I feel like he's going to find a role day one. And they just got to figure out what that role is going to be for him.
He sounds like one of the guys you just kind of get the ball to.
Yeah, he's a weapon. Hey,
give him the ball in the flat, let him do his thing.
Yeah, he's a weapon.
He ran a 4.3, so it was definitely the fastest back coming out.
Gotcha.
But I will say this, man. He did not make my top five for one reason only, the size, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of fast guys in the NFL. He's had a lot of success in the SEC, which I fully acknowledge and understand, but I just don't. The size concerns me, so I'm not spending a rookie pick on 5'8", 185 running back, but can he be a nice weapon or, you know, situational back like a
Tariq Cohen?
Yeah, or take on like a Darren Sproles type role in the league and make impact plays, absolutely. But from a fantasy perspective, I don't think it's going to translate. So I'm staying away.
You can't get him in a draft. He sounds like somebody you might want to pick up if he goes undrafted in your league.
Oh, he's definitely going to get drafted in his rookie drafts.
Yeah. He's going to get drafted. One of those? Okay.
He's going to get drafted.
You're just saying you yourself, you're not going to spend one of your three picks.
Huh? Right. I'm not.
Or your mini picks. Right. You got more than three.
I'm not stressing. Well, I mean, I got to make it make sense. If I only got three picks, nah. But if I got multiple picks, okay, I'll take a shot.
But
overall, I have a type when it comes to NFL running backs. I like the 2.10s and up.
I wonder if my five is in your top five. I bet you my number five is one of your next two.
Okay.
We'll see.
Actually, I don't think so.
Okay, well, go with your four.
All right. But my four is Eric Gray. So
okay.
Running back from Oklahoma, transferred from Tennessee. So he's actually, height and size-wise, 5'10", 2'10". And he actually plays faster than he runs from a 40 perspective. So he ran a 4.6. So just to give you some perspective, Josh Jacobs. So, of course, he had a top three fantasy season. So not the fastest, but, hey, you'll take 4.6 on the football field. And he runs real aggressive. So, of course, we saw Isaiah Pacheco run crazy like a madman for the Kansas City Chiefs. He has that umph to him when he runs the ball. But, again, like I mentioned earlier with these running backs coming out, pass protection is going to be a lot of their issues, not the biggest. But, you know, can he make an impact on the team? Yes, he can. He was a Senior Bowl guy, so I will say that. But usually when you are at the Senior Bowl, you're almost trying to prove yourself, right? Like, you don't see the Bijans and those guys, the Gibbs at the Senior Bowl, unless you just want to show, you know, character and, you know, you're not too good for this stuff. But usually guys who are at the Senior Bowl, they got something to prove, trying to raise their draft capital, but
and their seniors.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't mind taking a shot on Eric Gray on the right system, right team. So he's my number four. And now you see why I'm starting to tap into these guys, because some of these other guys are under the 5'9", 5'8" range, and not a fan of that. So that's why I'm tapping into the guys who are a little bit bigger.
Hating on the little guys, man. That's all good, man. We gonna show them. We gonna show them.
All right, well, then I'll name my five. He's running
back. Well, who's your four? Because I did four.
Devon A-Chain was my four.
Oh, we shared Zach right
there. Yeah,
three.
We shared
gotcha.
Zach
my bad,
three.
My bad, my bad. Okay.
Okay, well, here's my five. Running back for Syracuse.
Okay.
Sean Tucker. I've actually been liking him as a prospect since last year, and it's one of those things where it's like, he's not the knockoff Zach, but for the same reason why I like Zach, he's a guy that I think can do a little bit of it all, and I think when you start going to these running backs that are going to fall and have a shot to be backups, I feel like I want the guy that's going to go into practice every day, be a good runner, be a good pass catcher, be a decent blocker, be able to do it all, not be able to be like, all right, he's good over here, so we need to use him here. Nah, I want him to be able to show his talents all over the practice field. That's how you start to get reps. That's how you start to get some play amongst your peers. This is how I view Sean Tucker. He's one of those. He's 5'10", 207, so he's not like a super, super big back. He ran a 4.54. But just like you could tell, he has good size though on him. He doesn't look like a slender back at 207. So I just like the product that he put on the field, man. And like I said, he does a little bit of everything good. So give me that guy because I feel like he has the chance to win it out. I don't always want the, unless it's just a trait that's super fast, like we said, A-Chain has, he ran the 4.3, ran the 4.32. I want that elite speed, but I don't want to chase the guys that are just, all right, he's a real good pass catcher, but he can't run in between the tackles. I want somebody that could be able to do it all so you have the opportunity and the shot to really make his way onto a team for good.
Okay. I like Sean Tucker. He didn't make my top five, but I did have a dilemma. He was going to be my fourth or fifth, but he's right there, so I like that call. I'm going to get into my top five. Similar play style. I do feel like he runs a little bit tougher, though. The guy I'm going to go with, Chase Brown, running back for Illinois.
Okay.
He's a north-south running back, so that means he just goes up the field. So he's 5'10". 209, so similar size to Sean. But what I like about Chase, ran a 4.4. Now, the thing about Chase, he's always going to fall forward. I do like that about his game. So he's a one cut back. So, he'll run, get the ball. Maybe it's a 3-yard run, but by the time he's done falling forward, it's 4.5 yards, 5 yards. So you always want to, inch and get every single yard that you can and scrape on the field. And given that he did play in the Big Ten, I do like the Big Ten running backs. I do feel the Big Ten does a great job of producing guys that can play at the next level. So, I'm taking a shot on Chase. And when it comes to Chase, Gray, Tucker, priority is going to come down to draft capital. Like, some of these guys are going to go day two, day three. You know what I mean? What round, what team, what system? That's literally going to be the how I sort out who goes first in these rookie drafts for me. But all in all, these 4 or 5 guys who we're talking about, 4 and 5 spot, Tucker's my 6, but either way, it's toss up at that point.
Yeah, and I guess, Sean Tucker would have been one of your honorable mentions. One of my honorable mentions would have been Zach Evans. But I don't know what happened this year, man. He was balling out at TCU last year. He looked like a nice, speedy power back. And then, he got replaced basically this year, man. And I know sometimes you run into a superior talent and can't do nothing about that. But he transferred because he knew he was probably going to get all the way beat out. And he ended up going to Ole Miss. And I feel like just the tape that he put out this year wasn't the same as last year. But, I'm not going to knock him because I still think he has the shot for every reason I'm telling you I like Sean Tucker. He has the same kind of upside to be like a Melvin Gordon style running back, man. Somebody that ended up just being in the league, never was a dominant elite number one, but ended up just staying in the league for years and then going to go help out on the back end. So I kind of like Zach Evans still.
All right.
He's a bigger back.
I know I'm just going to throw some names out there. People are probably wondering how we feel. Just real quick, Tajay Spears, Tulane. I know he had a lot of hype coming out, especially coming from the Senior Bowl. But again, size is my concern. So I'm just not a fan of the smaller backs. So it is what it is. That's my preference in terms of spending these rookie picks.
Okay, and then Roshan Johnson, he was behind Bijan. Can you fault somebody for being behind Bijan? But he actually went out there and made plays. I just haven't seen enough. I don't, 6'2", 222. That's a big back. But, he does a little bit of everything well, blocking well. And, he's hard to tackle with that size. And he has decent speed for that size too, but it's hard to tell what kind of player he's supposed to be because he's been behind like the number one prospect for some years now. So that's just a guy I'm throwing out there because I feel like he's been getting some hype with some of these analysts too, but I'm kind of like, it's hard for me to give somebody some hype if I ain't been able to see him have a lead role, you feel me?
Yeah, one running back that's getting a lot of hype as of lately from what I'm seeing, running back from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm talking about? I'm spacing on the name, man. I know he has the African last name. I'm spacing.
Come on, man. That's supposed to be your expertise.
I know, man. Let me pull his name up, put some respect on it. But I just feel like we're falling in love with the big, fast, muscle guy, man. Is that a trap, potentially?
Yes.
Because he's big and strong and fast. But, again, I'm paying attention to the draft capital. That's what it comes down to for me. We're pulling up his name. I got to put some respect on my brother's name.
I ain't going to be able to pronounce
Here,
that anyway.
Let me see it. What you got? I'll pronounce it. Israel Abenakanda. Abenakanda. There we go. Israel Abenakanda. So
we're gonna ride with it. Shout out to him.
Yeah, Pittsburgh running back. But I mean, he's put up a lot of numbers and stats for Pittsburgh, man.
Y'all wasn't gonna do the Wakanda forever, wouldn't
you? Nah. Oh,
my bad. I missed DJing.
Yeah. I forgot the shoulders.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, but I mean at the end of the day, man, like look, I feel like we force ourselves into like forcing 5, 6, 7 guys into fantasy relevancy, and that's not necessarily the case. That's why they draft every year. So I'm just sticking to the top two, Bijan and Gibbs, and then if the draft capital's there, you know, if Zach comes in drafted day two, I'm also looking at the fourth round. And the reason why I say that, when you look at these financials, all the money that's been paid out to these players for contracts, you know, draft capital matters. So if they feel like they can get a day two talent in round four, which is basically day three, that's a win. Like, that's just shout out to scouting. So I'm gonna see who, you know, gets that draft capital. Damian Pierce, he was a round four running back. Tal Algier just put it out there, you know, round five, right? But I feel like Pacheco
was round six.
Yeah, but these guys can easily get replaced. You just inserted Gibbs into a Chiefs offense because he's a better prospect coming out the next year. So so that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, you really got to look at the draft capital. It really does matter. So,
big facts. You're right.
And now look at James Robinson. And I was all in on that, man. So,
I mean, he's still in the league.
No, he is, but he's behind Breece Hall. And he's also behind, hell, he's probably behind Michael Carter as well. At that point, yeah. And he's behind, is it Bam Knight?
Bam Knight was balling when he had his opportunity. Is it Bam Knight or is it Michael Carter? Why are we playing?
Who the I think Michael Carter, he's going to stay on the field.
Wasn't they both healthy and Bam was playing?
Yeah, when Breece went down.
Yeah, Bam was playing over Michael.
He's playing that Breece role. Carter still kept his limited role. So. All right, man. That's all I got on these running backs, man. So don't overthink it, man. We're about to go down that rabbit hole. No need to, man. So
no matter where Gibbs go, I only ask my question to say this. This is the Dynasty Bros advice, and I think they'll both stand behind this. It doesn't matter where Jahmyr Gibbs go, and it doesn't matter where Bijan goes. Bijan's the 101. He's the number one running back no matter what. Just deal with it. He's the most overall talented. So
okay, I got a question for you now.
I got an answer for you.
102. Now. Do I take Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Jahmyr Gibbs?
I don't know who Jahmyr is, bro.
Jahmyr Gibbs. Sorry, I said Jahmyr. I've been saying Jahmyr all the time. I know. My bad. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Icy. Can I say draft capital again?
102.
Without knowing either one of them NFL's draft capital.
One QB league.
I just, without knowing where either one of them go, I'm just say JSN because no matter where he goes, I think he's going to be a 100 catch guy, probably off bat.
Okay, let me place him in Tennessee because I know he could be going to Houston. I don't know why I don't like Jackson in Tennessee, man. I just don't know what it is, but still, let's say he goes to Tennessee. Put you on the spot. Jahmyr goes to the Chiefs or to the Chargers because the Eckler situation.
I mean, at that point, honestly, at that point, I'll have to come and confess to the listeners, like, hey, y'all, I'm pulling my teeth. If they get rid of Eckler and take him, I would have to go back and pray again and just meditate. But nah, off rip, I'll say this, bro. I'll say this. I think Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to be okay no matter what. And I'll say this. I think he's just as good. He's a better prospect at least. So I can't say it because one's already flourishing in the NFL. He's just as good but a better prospect as Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay.
And we didn't know what the hell Amon-Ra St. Brown was going to do when he went to Detroit because we was like, what the fuck they doing in Detroit with Jared Goff? And Jared Goff actually was okay enough because Amon-Ra St. Brown as a slot receiver is so good that he made Jared Goff look decent at times.
It kind of made sense, though, because we saw what Goff did with a Robert Woods underneath, and that underneath role, that horizontal role. You know what I mean? They play underneath, so.
We seen Tannehill make, you know, a slot guy relevant. He just got to be healthy. If it's not him, it's even worse for you.
Yeah.
If it's Anthony Richardson, it's all bad.
Right, I agree.
Because he got to sit. Bad. Yeah.
And speaking of that, real quick, we'll get up out of here on this last note. Last time recorded, Lamar was getting some steam to the Colts. Now that we're recording, Will Levis is getting steam to the Colts.
So bad, bro. It's the Colts.
With the fourth QB off the board, man. So
Colts are so bad with their decision making, bro.
Let me ask you this. If AR is there, meaning two QBs have gone and AR is there, do you think the Colts pull the trigger or are they going to go get Will Levis either way?
I think they'll pull the trigger if Anthony Richardson is there. But if Anthony Richardson go there, bye-bye Michael Pittman, man. Bye-bye Michael Pittman. His fantasy value is out the window. I don't want him at all.
I know we end him, man, but now I really want to pop even more. Hendon Hooker, man, he's getting steam too, man.
Love him. I think an NFL team should love him.
QB from Tennessee.
25 years old doesn't mean anything in the NFL. That just means
when you're younger than Lamar.
He's probably just mentally ready. You feel me?
Mature, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I think there's going to be a team to take the chance on him, like, earlier than what we think.
Okay. Cool. I appreciate y'all letting me do that rapid fire. To be honest, man, these be my phone calls to Dot. So facts. I feel like those be our best podcast moments when we don't press record. So I just wanted to get some of my questions off, man. So, all right, man. Let's get to this closing, man. So five episodes on these top five running backs, even though we're only really checking for two, maybe three. Maybe, but there's some other guys to check for on the back end.
Two in a possible,
man. It's like Spades. We're going board.
We're going board
with this draft class. But DJ Abo, man, say something good to the people.
What's good? All right, so look, I encourage everybody, you know, for the next upcoming weeks just to enjoy yourself, man. The weather's getting nice outside. Be safe, of course, but just enjoy yourself, man. There's a lot going on in the great U.S. of A, so do your best to just enjoy your time while you can, while you can have a good time if you are capable and available. Go do that. Do whatever you can to enjoy your life at this very moment in time. Hey, yo, Dot, what you got for these people?
I got my dance move.
Okay.
To be honest, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't ready, so there, I'll leave with this. Don't overwork yourself. Man, I finally got to the point where I'm burnt out. I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to be at work at all. It's making me dread being there. It's making me dread the people there. It's making me dread the actual responsibilities while I'm there. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of burnt out and over it, man. So I kind of done slowed down some of this overtime. Might not seem like it, but I'm not going in at 3 o'clock every day no more. I've still been doing some, a lot of weekend stuff, killing the Sundays. It's double time, but man, just make sure you take time for yourself and because you don't want to get to the point where you're just tired of everything. I got to that point for a minute, and it's a bad energy that just shuns over you. So,
based on that, man, sound like you need a vacay, even if it's a quick mini weekend getaway, man. So I know your birthday coming up. Maybe we hook something up, man, whether it's couples, whatever, however you want to do it.
Well, let me go ahead and tell y'all where I'm going coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Your boy going to Mexico next week.
Okay, well, there you go. Problem solved. You just got to drag it out another week. You just got to be depressed for a whole nother week, man, unfortunately.
Damn, bro, that just made me sad, you saying it like that.
I'm just keeping it real, bro. I'm my Barkley years, like I mentioned earlier. So I brought the joke full circle, closing it like a true comedian. Yeah, man. That's how you close. No, but yeah, man, you just got to tough it out, man. So I haven't been hitting you up as much lately during the work hours, but I'm going to hit you up this week, get you through. So you good, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what the fuck going on.
All right, man.
I know what the fuck going on with Vic Call.
Make sure you get you some red snapper out.
That motherfucker look creepy, man. That motherfucking eye looking at you and shit.
Don't do that,
bro. Hey, man, say something good to the people, Vic. Yeah,
all right, man. My say something good to get out of here is definitely exercise saying no more, and really it's all about just protecting your peace and also finding balance and pray for your family and friends. But at the end of the day, you know, things are going to happen around you, right? And you can't control what people do, especially grown people. So no point in carrying that stress, right? So I'll just say, you know, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers, wish them well, and support them the best you can.
Big facts.
And support them to, you know, to the extent that you want to, right? So basically, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not subscribing to people's chaos anymore. So that's kind of where I'm at, man. So I'm getting off the ride, man. So
sounds good. Sounds
life's
good.
Too short, man. So
and like my hat says, stay smiley. you smile and put a, help other people put a smile on their face.
Yeah. All right, man. With that, man, we are out of here, man. DJ Avo, can you walk us out?
Hey, man, catch us here next week or maybe the week after that, and maybe the week after that. But if not that week, the next week for sure, we'll be back. So catch us, man, because we the bros. Dynasty Bros.
Who verse coming in?
Probably my second verse. But go Coats.
It's my verse. Look. Y'all trash, I heard you need some help. We out. Yeah, I passed and was a lead. Got me drafting my draft.